بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our fourth session, Arabic lessons in Hadith level 2 for the Medina Arabic program. And as we have been taking one Hadith in each session, today will be our fourth Hadith. And we'll follow the same procedure that we have been following. That is, we're going to go over the hadith a little bit, and in terms of the pronunciation of the words, meaning of vocabulary words, and try to repeat it a few times so that we can memorize it. And then we'll look at the grammatical points and vocabulary words that they gave us for this lesson. And finally, we'll look at the questions or exercises at the end. And the exercise related to the hadith and exercises related to the linguistic points in the hadith. And if we have time, inshallah, we'll also maybe try to review a little bit some of the hadith that we had taken previously. Yani the first three hadith. We're going to also try to review them every chance we get so that we don't forget them once we've learned them. Okay, so we should be reading from page 11. Ad-Dars al-Rabi'. And if somebody can remind me at the end, somebody has brought some sweets here, and we also, one of the brothers from our class, Mustafa, returned from Hajj, and he has left some zamzam for us to share amongst ourselves. So please don't let us forget this before you leave. Don't leave. Okay, again, we're on page 11. Ad-Darsu al-Rabi'u, the fourth lesson. An Anasin radiyallahu anhu anin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wasallama qal yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun ahluhu وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه يعني متفق عليه with the shadd on the ta متفق عليه meaning what? Agreed upon by who? Al-Bukhari wa Muslim rahimahumullah. طيب. So this is the fourth hadith, hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. So the meaning of this hadith, an Anas radiyallahu anhu, yani on the authority of Anas, that is Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال, he said, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يتبع الميت ثلاثة, يعني يتبع means to follow. الميت means what? The deceased, the person who has died. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ, he or it follows the deceased. What is it that follows the deceased? ثَلَاثَةٌ ثَلَاثَةٌ, three. There are three things or three people who follow the deceased. And here, after this first line of the hadith, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ, there's an explanation within the hadith itself of those three things. Yani three things will follow the deceased, and here the Prophet ﷺ immediately begins to explain what are those three things. Ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. Yani his family, his wealth or property, and his deeds. Of whatever types they are, good deeds, bad deeds, his deeds. Yani his family, his wealth, and his deeds. Then the Prophet ﷺ, after explaining what these three are, he said, فَيَرُجِعُوا إِثْنَانِ يعني يَتْبَعُوا الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. There are three that follow the deceased. And he explained who they are. And then he says, فَيَرُجِعُوا إِثْنَانِ. Three follow him, and then two return. يَرُجِعُوا. From رَجَعَ, يَرُجِعُوا. فَيَرُجِعُوا إِثْنَانِ. Two return. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. And one remains. يعني يَبْقَى is from بَقِيَ, to remain. Two return and one remains. That makes three, right? And here the Prophet ﷺ explains the two that return and the one that remains. He says, يَرْجِعُوا أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. The two that return, يَرْجِعُوا أَهْلُهُ, his family, وَمَالُهُ, and his wealth or property, return. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. يعني يَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ, one remains. Which is that one? عَمَلُهُ, his deeds. يعني remain with him in the grave. Any question about the meaning of this hadith? I mean the words. Any question about the words in this hadith? Any word that's not clear? Or any expression that's not clear? Okay, let's look at it one more time. عن أنس رضي الله عنه. يعني on the authority of Anas. His full name, Anas, the son of Malik. Anas ibn Malik, رضي الله عنه. He was a servant of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as a young boy. His mother sent him to the Prophet ﷺ to attend to him, to help him, to serve him, to be with him, to spend time with him. And as a result of that, he memorized يعني a lot of hadith. عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet ﷺ, that he said, قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة. Three follow the deceased. أهله وماله وعمله, his family, his wealth, and his deeds. فَيَرَجِعُ إِثْنَانِ. And then two of them return. After following him to the cemetery, two return. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ, and one remains with him, يعني in the grave. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ, يعني his family and his wealth return. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ, and his deeds remain with him. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon, meaning by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, somebody read it. Loud, slow, and clear. Somebody read it for us. Now, Mustafa. طيب, read it again. طيب, be careful, right? عن Anasin, that's Ayn and that's Hamza. An is Ayn and Anas is Hamza. A. An Anas. Not An Anas. An Anas. Now.
An Anasin radiallahu anhu anin nabihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala yatba'ul mayyita thalathatun ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. فَيَرْجِعُ الثَّانِي وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ.
Again, فَيَرْجِعُ.
فَيَرْجِعُ الثَّانِي. فَيَرْجِعُ الثَّانِي.
فَيَرْجِعُ الثَّانِي.
فَيَرْجِعُ الثَّانِي.
وياك.
وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. متفق عليه.
نعم. Remember the shadda on the ta. متفقون. Hold the shadda, huh? متفقون. متفق عليه. جيد. Somebody else read it. نعم. Adam. Again. عن أنس. آ. 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 عين آ حمزة عن أنس
عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم
قال يبقى الميت ثلاثة
وعليكم السلام
ومأله وعمله فيرجع فلان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله
جيد. طيب، عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يتبع الميت ثلاثة: أهله وماله وعمله، فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد، يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. متفق عليه. Okay, anybody want to recite it from memory? From memory. Naam. Nasir. We'll help you, inshallah. Don't worry. We'll bail you out. If you need a parachute, we'll provide that too.
An Anasin radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala yatba'u al-mayyita thalatha.
Thalathatun. Let's hear the vowels on the end just for the purpose of grammar, right?
Yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun. Ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. Fayarjiu ithnani. Ahluhu wa
ithnani wa yabqa.
Wa yabqa wahidun. Fayarjiu.
Without fa. Yarjiu.
Yarjiu. Ahluhu wa maluhu. Wa yabqa amaluhu. Muttafikun alayhi.
Jayid. Ahsant. Naam. Anybody else? Recite from memory. From memory. Now. You want to try it? Fadl. From memory.
An Anasin radiallahu anhu. An in Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala. Yatba'ul mayyita thalathatun. Ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. Fayarji uthnani wa yabqa wahidun. Yarji'u ahluhu wa maluhu wa yabqa amaluhu. Muttafaqun alayh.
Ahsant, mashallah. Very good. Okay, let me just make one point here before we go on. We're going to read the vocabulary and look at the grammatical points. And we're going to come back to the hadith again for further review and memorization. Because we want everyone to try to do the best you can to memorize it today in the class. But if not, then you have the rest of the week, right? Before you come back next week. But it's really important that we memorize. And it's not sufficient that we just learn the vocabulary words and we learn some grammatical rules. But what's the whole purpose of learning Arabic, except that it is so that we can memorize the Quran and memorize the Hadith and learn Islam, not just by having familiarity with it, but we have to memorize. And Islam knowledge needs to be memorized. And the people in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they memorized the Quran, they memorized his sayings, they memorized the Hadith, and we have to do that. Otherwise, you always be saying the Prophet ﷺ said something like this or something like that or something of that meaning. Now we want to know exactly what he said, because maybe when you're telling people the meaning of how you remember it, you might be adding something to it, or taking something from it, or changing the meaning. So if we memorize it, then we give it exactly the way it came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is very important, the memorization. It's very important to do the best we can. Of course, the older people might have a little more difficulty, no problem, but everybody has to work with this. Okay, this is part of the class. Memorization is part of the class. We have to start memorizing. I mean, it's not acceptable that we have 20 people sitting here right now. And if we would have asked, who from amongst us have memorized 100 hadith of the Prophet ﷺ? Not 1,000, not 5,000, 100. And maybe it would be difficult to find one from amongst us. If we said, how many people memorize 50 hadith? It would be difficult to find one from amongst us. If we said, how many people memorize 10 hadith, verbatim? It might be difficult to find one from amongst us. Because we have not given importance to this. But these hadith have to be memorized. So inshallah, in this class, we're going to try to memorize, okay? So from the first class, alhamdulillah, we memorized the first hadith. The second class, we memorize the second hadith. Let's keep up the let's keep up the good work. Let's memorize these hadith one by one before they pile up on us, okay? Alright, let's go back to the hadith again. And I'm saying that we want to try to memorize it in the class. Because these hadith that we have taken so far are relatively short. So let's try to memorize it in the class, if not during the week. I want to make one point concerning this hadith grammatically so that it will be easier for us to remember to recite it correctly. And the first thing is, An Anasin. Yani Anasin, the word Anas, the name Anas, right, is majroor. Huh? It's majroor with yani kasratain. That's because following preposition An. An Anasin radiallahu anhu. An Nabiyyi. Again, An Nabiyyi is majroor because of An. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala yatba'u al mayyita. Al mayyita is mansoob because it's what? Mafulun bi, the object of the verb. It's the object of the verb. So it's mafulun bi, it's mansub, the sign that it's mansub is fatta. Yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun. Thalathatun has dhammatain. Why is it dhammatain? It's marfu'un. Why is it marfu'un? Why is it marfu'un? Anybody? Huh? It's the fa'il. It's the fa'il of the verb yatba'u. Who is doing the following? The three. Three things are following. What are they following? The deceased. So the yatba'u is the fi'l. Al-mayyita is the maf'ulun bi. It's mansub with fatta. And thalathatun is the fa'il. Marfu'un with dhamma. And again, we know that the normal arrangement, the more common arrangement of a jumla fi'liya is that we have the fi'l and then the fa'il, the do of the action, and then the object of the action, the maf'ulun bi. But here we have the order reversed a little bit. We have the fa'il, and then we have the maf'ulun bi, and then the fa'il come in last instead of immediately following the fa'il, the fa'il. So pay attention to that, okay? Pay attention to that. Yatba'u al-mayyita. That's the maf'ulun bi. Thalathatun, that's the fa'il. Fa'il is the one doing the action. The maf'ulun bi is the one that the action happened to. The action happened to or occurred upon. Okay, so, yani, three followed the deceased. Three that followed, wa alaykum salam, is the fa'il, the one who's doing the action of following, and the deceased is the one that was followed. The thing that the action occurred to or following. Okay, so hopefully that's clear to us. Yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun. And then the thalathatun is explained as meaning ahluhu, his family, wa maluhu, his wealth, property, wa amaluhu, and his deeds. Those are the three things. فَيَرْجِعُ Then, after they follow him to the cemetery, فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ And here we have another verb, يَرْجِعُ, and we have إِثْنَان. إِثْنَان here is the fa'il for يَرْجِعُ. إِثْنَان is the fa'il, but it doesn't have dhamma. It doesn't have dhamma. Huh? إِثْنَان, يعني بَيْتَان. Huh? Two, dual, it's dual. So the dual, the word that's dual, يعني مُثَنَّة, when it is marfu'un, in this case it's marfu'un, then the sign that is marfu'un is the alif. Ithnan. If it was mansub or majroor, it would be ithnain. Ithnain. Okay, so it's the fa'il here. It's the fa'il. Fayarji'u ithnan. It's the fa'il, it's marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is alif. Because it's muthanna, dual. And some of these grammatical points may be a little bit above us at this point. So if you're not familiar with some of the explanation of the grammar, don't worry about it now. What is mandatory in terms of the grammar is what came in the lesson. This is just a little bit extra as a reminder to those who might be familiar with some of these points. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ Another verb, يَبْقَى, and the fa'il is wahid. It's marfu'un, the sign that it's marfu'un is dhamma. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ Yani another verb again, يَرْجِعُ The fa'il here again, marfu'un is ahluhu, and then after waw al-atf we have maluhu, yani it's connected to it by the conjunction, right? So it has the same ruling, ahluhu wa maluhu, both of them are marfu'un. Wa yabqa, another verb, and its fa'il is amalu, amaluhu. Yani amalu is the fa'il, it's marfu'un with dhamma, and hu is a dhamir, which is mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be what? The who. Should be what? Amaluhu. It's a damir, it's mabniyun, right? So we don't know the, we don't say that it's dhamma, so it's marfu'un. هذا دم يقتضي ضمير. So that ضمير is going to have دم automatically. So what is the إعراب of عمله؟ هو نعم مضاف إليه يعني مبني في محل جر. مضاف إليه it's connected to عمل يعني الإضافة. And the مضاف إليه is always مجرور except that the pronouns are all مبنيون. So we don't say the مجرور, we say it's in the place where it should be مجرور في محل جر. Okay, and anyway, we'll stop here with that, and then we'll go back to the lesson and just deal with the grammar that came in the lesson. As far as any other points that we mentioned now, if you didn't have this before and you're not familiar with it, don't worry about that now. Worry about what came in the lesson, and this is just something extra. Okay, after the hadith, we have the first word, tabi'a, explained. Tabi'a, hamidun khalidan. Okay, this is a normal jumla fi'liya, verbal sentence with a fi'l, fa'il, and a maf'ulun bi. The fi'l is tabi'a, that's the verb, the action word, right? Hamidun is the one who's doing the action of following. And khalidan is the one that was followed, the object of the action. Okay, so the action is tabi'a. The doer of the action is hamid, and the one that the action occurred to is khalid, khalidan. So the fi'l, tabi'a is a past tense verb. Hamid is the one doing the action of following, and Khalid is the maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign that it's mansub is fatha. Tabi'a Khalidun, Hamidun Khalidan. What is the meaning of tabi'a in this sentence? A means explanation, i.e. that is. Yani, what is the meaning of tabi'a? A masha khalfahu. Masha khalfahu. Masha means what? To walk. Masha yamshi, he walked. Masha khalfahu, huh? Behind him. Khalfa means behind. Behind him. Khalfahu. So what is the meaning of tabi'a? Means he masha khalfahu. He walked behind him. He followed him. He walked from behind him. Tabi'a is the past tense verb, and the mudari present tense form is yatba'u. Tabi'a yatba'u. طيب, any question about this word tabi'a? Tabi'a means, in Arabic it means masha khalfahu. Masha khalfahu, he walked behind him. And in English tabi'a means what? To follow. He followed. Yani Hamid followed Khalid. Okay, the next word, mayyit. Al-mayyitu. What is the meaning of al-mayyitu? It is diddu al-hayyi. It is diddu Al-Hayyi. Did means what?
Opposite.
So it is the opposite of Al-Hayyi. What is Al-Hayyi? The living. Yani Al-Mayyit is the opposite of Al-Hayyi. Al-Mayyit means dead. Al-Hayyi means living. The dead is the opposite of the living. وَجَمْعُهُ, and it's plural. Jam' means plural, right? Mufrad is singular. Dual is what? Dual is what? Muthanna. And plural is jam'. So jam'uhu, yani the plural of al-mayyit, the plural of the word mayyit is what? Amwatun wa mawta. Yani two plurals here. Amwatun and mawta. Both of these are plurals for mayyit. Okay, so mayyit means the dead. In Arabic we say it is ضدو الحي, the opposite of the living. Its plural is أموات وموتى. الأهلو. الأهلو, what is the meaning of الأهلو? الأقاربو. الأقاربو. يعني قريب means near, and it also means what? A near and family, relative. A relative. So الأقارب means your near relatives. Al-Aqarib. So Al-Ahlu, in this hadith we mean, by Al-Ahlu, we mean Al-Aqarib. So his family follows him, means his relatives. And that's not necessarily limited just to his, yani, children, but Aqarib, yani, brothers and sisters, and Aqarib, yani, maybe cousins and uncles, other people, right? Ahluhu. Yani, not just his children are going to come, or not just his brothers and sisters, all his family members. Distant and near are going to come when he dies to follow the dead person to the cemetery, if they are able to. And there's a great reward in following the dead person to the cemetery, right? Great reward. Like the mountain of Uhud, two of them. طيب, baqiya. This is a past tense verb. Baqiya. Rahmukullah. Baqiya. The meaning of baqiya, lam yarji'. Lam yarji'. Notice that yarji' has sukoon on the last letter. Why is that? Because of lam. So lam does what to it? Makes it majzoom. The original verb is yarji'u, if it's marfu'un. But here it's majzoom because of lam. So we say lam yarji'. Yani baqiya means lam yarji'. Yani he did not return. Baqiya means lam yarji'. He did not return. He remained there. He remained there. Baqiya means he remained. In Arabic we say he remained means lam yarji'. Yani he remained. He didn't go back. He didn't return. والمضارع and the present tense form of the verb for بقية, its present tense form, مضارع form is يبقى. بقية يبقى. After this we have this expression, and this is the last of the vocabulary words, يتبع الميتة. يتبع الميتة, the meaning of this, A, it means, i.e. that is, يذهب خلف الميت. يذهب يعني هو يتبع الميتة means يذهب, he goes خلف, behind الميتة, behind the dead person. Who is it that يتبع? أهله, his family, relatives. وماله, wealth, property. وعمله, and his deeds. إلى المقبرة. المقبرة, what is المقبرة? Cemetery. The cemetery. The qabr, qabrun, is the grave. And al-maqbara is the place where there are a lot of graves. A cemetery. Al-maqbara. Naam. Qabr, qabrun, is the grave, right? A grave is qabr. Qabr. Qabrun. And the plural of it is quburun. Quburun. And this word that we had just now is maqbara. Maqbaratun. With ta marbuta. Maqbaratun. And its plural is maqabir. Maqabir. Maqabiru. Without tanween. Why is it doesn't have tanween? Maqabiru. Why is it that it doesn't have tanween? It's mabni? Nah. It's mafa'il. Ala wasn't mafa'il. Huh? It's a broken plural. Ala wazn mafa'il, mamnu min as-sarf. Broken plurals on the wazn of mafa'il, like masajid, makatib, those are mamnu min as-sarf. Doesn't take tanween, doesn't take kasra if it's majrur. Okay. This is the last of the vocabulary words. Any question about these vocabulary words? The meaning of tabia, al-mayyit, al-ahlu, baqiya, يتبعوا. Any question about the meaning of these words? Okay, let's turn to the next page. مناقشة. The مناقشة. Okay, discussion or examination of the issues of this hadith. Okay, the first part of the discussion says عجب عما يأتي. What does this mean? Answer the following. Answer concerning what follows. عن يعني أما is originally أن and ما, concerning what يأتي follows from أتى يأتي. أجب عما يأتي, answer concerning what follows. يعني answer the following questions. The first question, من الذين يتبعون الميتة وإلى أين. Two part question. من الذين يتبعون الميتة وإلى أين. Okay, Musa, what's the meaning of the question first?
What are the things that follow the death?
طيب, what's the first part of the translation? I didn't hear the first word you said.
What are those that follow the death?
Okay, technically, يعني if it said ما الذي, but here it says من الذي. Huh? So technically, who are those? And it could include things also, right? But technically, ma is more specifically used for things. What, right? And men is more specifically used for people. Men, who? Yani ma hadha, what is this? But about a person, you don't say ma hadha, you say man hadha. Who is this, right? Not ma hadha. Alright? Okay. So he said, man alladhina yatba'u al-mayyit, who are those who follow the dead? Okay, answer.
Naam.
طيب, he said يتبع الميت ثلاثة, directly from the hadith. The question is about the hadith, so that's how you come with it. يتبع الميت ثلاثة, أهله وماله وعمله. And the second part of the question, وإلى أين, what does it mean?
And to where.
And to where, يعني they follow him to where. Where are they following him to? Naam. إلى قبره. وإلى, as it came in the explanation here, the meaning of يتبع الميت, إلى المقبرة. نعم. Anyway, same meaning. إلى المقبرة وإلى قبره. Same thing. نعم. Okay, second question. أيبقى أهله مع الميت في قبره؟ Huh? Okay, فضل. Nasir, give us the meaning of the question first. أيبقى. That's a question, right? أَيَبْقَى الْأَهْلُ مَا الْمَيِّتِ فِي قَبَرِهِ. What is the meaning of the question?
Is the family stay with the mayyit, the qabr?
نعم. Will the family, does the family يَبْقَى, remain, stay with the dead person, the deceased, فِي قَبَرِهِ, in his grave? Huh? What's the answer?
لا.
يعني لم يبقى. لم يبقى الأهل مع الميت في قبره. Or you could just say لا. يعني no, they don't remain. They return. يرجع. الاثنان أهله وماله. يعني the two of them, the أهل along with his mal, return, يرجعوا. نعم. Question number 3. ما الذي يبقى مع الميت؟ ما الذي يبقى؟ ما meaning what? ما الذي يبقى مع الميت؟ What is the meaning, Adam?
What remains with the deceased.
Again, I'm sorry.
What remains with the deceased.
Okay, what is it that will remains with the deceased? Yani, in the qabr. Naam, the answer?
Yabqa amaluhu.
Yabqa amaluhu, meaning? His deeds remain. Question number 4. As-sahihun am khata'un ma ya'ti? As-sahihun, is it correct? Or khata? Or a mistake, what follows? Yani the statements that follow, we want to know. Yani first read the statement, translate its meaning, and then tell us, is it correct? Is that statement correct or is it incorrect? Is it sahihun, correct, or khata'un, mistake, incorrect? Okay, somebody read the first one, tell us its meaning, and then whether or not it's correct or not. Naam. Okay, Musa. مال الميت يبقى معه في قبره. What is the meaning?
The wealth of the deceased remains with him in his grave.
نعم, the wealth of the deceased remains with him in his grave. Is this صحيح أم خطأ?
خطأ.
This is a mistake. His wealth does not remain with him in the grave unless he is Fir'aun and they put it in the pyramids with him, right? طيب, next statement, read it, translate it, and tell us, is it correct or not? Shuaib.
يبقون معه في قبره.
نعم, أهل الميت يبقى, I'm sorry, أهل الميت يبقون معه في قبره. يبقون, نعم. نعم, يعني قافة واو سكون. نعم.
The family members of the dead person will be
يبقون they will remain معه في قبره. They will, the family, relatives of the deceased, they will remain with him في قبره, in his grave. This is صحيحٌ أم خطأٌ؟ خطأٌ. This is also a mistake. They will not remain with him. Maybe it was Pharaoh, who will remain with him? His slaves, right? They'll bury his slaves with him. But his family will not remain with him. نعم. نعم, Abu Bakr? Oh, next one? Okay, read it, translate it, and tell us, is it correct or incorrect? نعم, عمل الميت يبقى معه. Meaning? The deeds of the deceased stay with him, remain with him. نعم, this خطأ or صحيح؟ صحيح, this is correct. By the way, عمل الميت. Why is الميت taking كسره here? عمل الميت مضاف إليه. الميت is مضاف إليه. يعني whenever we have an إضافة construction, the second part of the إضافة construction is called the مضاف إليه, and it's always مجرور. عمل الميت. يعني the relatives of the the deeds. عملوا الميت, the deeds of the deceased. يبقى معه. Okay, the next statement. نعم, Abdul Karim.
العمل يرجع.
نعم, العمل يرجع. يعني رجع يرجع with كسرة. العمل يرجع. Meaning?
The deeds return.
This is خطأ أم صحيح؟ خطأ. The deeds do not return, they stay with him. Now, yes.
So, for the previous question, we had Amalul Mayyitim. What's the singular version of what's the mufrad form of Amal?
Amal is singular. The plural of Amal is what?
A'mal.
Yeah, and it's understood that his deeds is general. Yeah, he means his deeds in general. Now, now, and sometimes singular form of words used to mean yani the whole of it. Now, but the plural form is أعمال. أعمال. Now, عملٌ أعمالٌ. Okay, the last statement here. Last statement. فضل. الأهل والمال يرجعون. يرجعون.
Yes.
Meaning?
The family and the mal return.
What's the mal?
Okay, the wealth.
The wealth. Nasir, he has the habit of, yani, in his translations, using Arabic words in the translation, which is not going to work, Nasir. You have to give us the English meaning. طيب, his family and his wealth return. His family, the family and the wealth return. الأهل والمال يرجعون. طيب, this is خطأ أو صحيح؟ This is صحيح. His relatives, family, and his wealth or property return. They don't remain with him at the grave. Okay, question number five. Question number five. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث؟ يتبع الميت ثلاثة, to the end of the hadith. Huh? And the second part of the question, ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه. Okay, somebody take the first part of the question. First part of the question. Read it to us, Abu Bakr, and translate it. What's the vowel on hadith? وفتحة. Okay, هذا الحديث. Why is it فتحة؟ Because it's بدل. For what? فهذا. And هذا, what is the إعراب of هذا؟ Huh? مفعول به. يعني روى هذا. هذا اسم إشارة مبني, right? في محل مفعول به في محل نصب. So therefore the بدل for it also has to be يعني نصب, يعني منصوب with فتحة. نعم, روى هذا الحديث؟ من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث يتبع الميت ثلاثة؟ يعني what is the meaning of it? Who is the Sahaba? Okay, Sahaba, that's Arabic. Who is the companion? Who related this hadith? Yani, three will follow the deceased. Who is the Sahabi who narrated this hadith? Alaykum salam. As-Sahabi alladhi rawa hadha al-hadith? Anas. Anasun. Ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Second part of the question. وَمَنَ الْمُحَدِّثُ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ. What does it mean of al-muhaddith? Huh? Muhaddith means the narrator? It's possible, but that's not the meaning that we are using here. The muhaddith, first of all, naam, we are talking about the one who compiled the hadith into a collection in a book. But al-muhaddith, the word itself means what? It means a scholar of hadith. So who is the scholar of hadith? Who compiled, yani, the book containing this hadith? Yani, who is the muhaddith? Alladhi akhraja hadha al-hadith. Yani, who compiled, collected, and conveyed to the people this hadith from in his book. Now, Imam al-Bukhari with alif lam wa Muslim with tanween. Imam al-Imam al-Bukhari wa Muslimun. Naam. Tayyib. Question number 6. Akmal al-Hadith. What is the meaning of akmal al-Hadith? Complete the Hadith. Complete it. Yani, finish it. What's remaining? Okay, somebody read. What's there and what is needed to complete it? What is needed to complete it? Not on this side, nobody? Taib, Mustafa.
Yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun.
Finish.
أهلُهُ وماله وعمله.
نعم. أهلُهُ وماله وعمله. أها. Finish.
فيرجع اثنان
ويبقى واحد. نعم.
يرجع أهلُهُ وماله.
أها.
ويبقى عمله.
نعم. يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله.
متفق عليه.
نعم. جيد. طيب. Let's turn the page to the second set of questions. Second set of questions and related to linguistic matters in this hadith. The second part. Ba' on the top of page 13. First question. Ma ضد الميت وما جمعه. Ma ضد الميت. Or it could be ma ضد in parenthesis, yani in quotations, I mean. It could be الميت. Yani this word separately by itself, you can say الميت. Or if we put it in إضافة, we'll say ضد الميت. Both of them are possible to be read either way. Ma ضد الميت. وما جمعه. What is the meaning of the question and the answer? Fadl. Nasir.
What is the opposite of
mayyit? What is the opposite of mayyit? Uh-huh.
And the jam of.
And what is its jam? What is jam? Plural. And what is its plural? What is the opposite of al mayyit and what is its plural? Now, Abdul Karim. ضده الحي. الحي with fatha. الحي. ضده الحي. نعم. Somebody else. وجمعه. نعم.
أموات.
وجمعه أموات. أموات.
وموتى.
موتى. Like مرضى. موتى. يعني مرضى is the plural of what? مريض. نعم. طيب. Second question. ما معنى تبع ما مانا تبع. نعم آدم. Now, what is the meaning of tabi'a, the word tabi'a? What is the meaning of this? The word tabi'a, yani he followed. What is the meaning of it in Arabic? Naam, ma'ana tabi'a, yani yamshi aw masha khawfahu. Yani he walked behind him. Yani tabi'ahu masha khalfahu. He walked behind him. By the way, the word hayy, this word hayy, yani, with shadda on the ya, huh? Hayy. Well, really, it shouldn't be a kasra here, right? Because right now, it's not in a sentence, so it should take dhamma. Hayyun. And its plural is ahya. Ahya. Now, okay, after this, question number 3, ما معنى الأهل؟ ما معنى الأهل؟ نعم, موسى.
What is the meaning of الأهل؟
What is the meaning of الأهل؟ نعم. الأقرباء الأقارب الأقارب نعم معناه الأقارب. Here, let me just make a note here also. And this question is going to come a lot. ما معنى ما means what, right? And معنى means meaning. This ألف مكسورة here in معنى spelt ميم عين نون ألف مكسورة. If you answer the question and you say معناه, يعني ألف مكسورة becomes ألف ممدودة, because ألف مكسورة has to be the last letter of a word. If you add anything to a word that ends with ألف مكسورة, you have to change it to a regular ألف. So it became معناه. Why did this change from ألف مكسورة to ألف ممدودة? Because ألف مكسورة can only be the last letter of a word. It has to be the last letter. That's one of the special features of ألف مكسورة. Like ta marbuta, it has to be the last letter of a word. Yani, they don't take any other position. They always come at the end. So if you add anything to a word that ends with alif maksura, you have to change it to a regular alif, straight up and down alif, alif mamduda. Okay, alif maksura means by what? Alif maksura is the alif that's written like a ya, without the two dots of ya, always at the end of a word. That's what we mean by alif maksura. Alif mamduda, we mean the alif, the regular alif that we are normally used to, written straight up and down, like a one or something, a straight line. So alif maksura, it looks like ya, except it doesn't have its two dots, and it's always the last letter of a word. Ya can be in the beginning of a word, in the middle, or in the end. Alif maksura can only be on the end, and it doesn't have the two dots of ya. And whenever you add anything to that word as a suffix, then you have to change it to a regular straight up and down alif, called alif mamduda. Okay, this is just a point, yani, so that if we were writing the answer, we shouldn't write ma'ana like this alif maksura, ma'anahu. You have to change the alif to alif mamduda. I just wanted to mention that in case we're writing the answers and we might not remember that this alif has to change to this one when you're adding a suffix to the word that it ends with. Tayyib. Question number 4. هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية. يتبع يرجع يبقى. هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية. What is the meaning of the question? نعم. 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 يعني another plural for قريب is أقرباء. أقرباء. أقرباء يعني which is a broken plural على وزن أفعلاء. أفعلاء. It's a broken plural that's also ممنوع من الصرف. أفعلاء. طيب هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية. What is the meaning of the question?
Give the past
past tense. Maadi is past tense. Give the past tense of the following verbs. Okay, somebody take the first one. Read the mudari and give us the maadi. Naam, on this side? Right side? Naam, Faiz. Yatba'u. Is it taba'a or? Tabi'a with kasra. Tabi'a. In the past tense, it has kasra. Tabi'a, yatba'u. Yani it's kasra fatha. Yani it's the bab, right? From thulathi, mujarrad. Okay, let's finish question number 4. Yani, give the past tense of the following verbs. Yatba'u, we said, the past tense is what? Tabi'a. With kasra. Tabi'a. Okay, the next one. Somebody take. Shu'aib. Yarji'u. It's past tenses. Raja'a. What is the meaning of raja'a? To return. What is the meaning of yatba'u? Following. Following. He's following. And the last word is what? Naam. The mudari is yabqa. The past tense is baqiya. Baqiya means what? To remain. Yani yatba'u, he is following. Yarji'u, he is returning. Yabqa, he is remaining. Okay, question number 5. Adkhil kulla kalimatin mimma ya'ti fi jumlatin mufidatin. What is the meaning of the question first? Somebody give us the meaning of the question. Huh? Now, Musa.
And each word which follows into a complete sentence.
Naam. Enter or use each word from what follows in a complete sentence. Yani jumla mufida literally means what? Beneficial sentence. But what is intended by jumla mufida means a complete sentence. Yani either a jumla ismiya that has a mubtada and a khabar, that's complete. Or a jumla fi'liya, a verbal sentence that has a fi'l and a fa'il. And may also, if necessary, have a mafulun bi. That would be complete. Alright, so this is what we want to do with each one of these words. We want to use them in a sentence, a complete sentence. Okay, somebody take the first one, read the word, tell us its meaning, and then use it in a sentence. Naam, Nasir.
Tabi'a
means?
Tabi'a to follow.
To follow. Naam, in a sentence?
Tabi'a
al-waladu. Uh-huh, that's a fi'l and a fa'il. But in this case, this fi'l requires a maf'ul bih. Hold it, don't be hasty, let him finish. Uh-huh. He said, Tabi'a al-waladu abahu. Should it be abahu or abuhu? Should be abuhu? Who says abuhu? Raise your hands. Who says it should be abuhu? 1, 2, 3, only. Who says it should be abahu? 1, 2, 3, 4, almost the same amount. Who says it should be abihi? Abihi. Could be abahu, abuhu, abihi, right? Who says abihi? Nobody? The sisters. No, the sisters, they're not going to say. They're going to give the right answer. Okay, so it should be, yeah, Nasir, it should be what? You said abahu, stick to your guns. Abahu, right? Okay, no problem, but why should it be abahu? If that's correct, we're saying, okay, if it is, maybe it is, like, what's the proof? Ah, because he said what? His sentence is, he said, Tabi'a, that's the fi'l, al-waladu, that's the fa'il, marfu'un, the maf'ulun bi, abahu, maf'ulun bi has to be mansub. And the sign that is mansub is what?
Fatha.
Alif. Why alif? Because one of those, asma' al-khamsa, the five words that, yani, when they are mansub not by fatha, but by alif. If they are majroor, it's not by kasra, it's by ya. If they are marfoon, it's not by dhamma, it's by wow. Alright? So try to, he's correct, it should be abahu. Naam. Tabi'a al-waladu abahu. Yani the boy followed his father. Okay, the next word, baqiya. Baqiya. Naam, Musa.
Baqiya al-talibu wahid.
Baqiya, huh? طالب واحد في الفصل. نعم بقي طالب واحد في الفصل. Meaning?
Now, one student remained in the class. That must have been after the bell rung and everybody was dismissed. I hope it wasn't by the end of the year there was only one student left. You've seen that before, right? Even before the end of the year, after a few weeks, only one student left. Tayyip. Not here though, mashallah. We have people here who are consistent. Mashallah. Tayyip. Allah yuwaffaquna. What's the next word? Raja'a. Naam. Abu Bakr. Raja'a Mustafa ila baladihi. What is the meaning? Mustafa returned to his country. Not so. Mustafa is here. We just saw him today. Yeah, he's here. He brought Zamzam. We don't have enough for everybody to take one, but we're going to cut them open and let everybody have some of this Zamzam. Remember, Zamzam lima shuriba lahu. Zamzam is for whatever is drank for. So make dua. When you drink this Zamzam, make some dua, inshallah. Don't leave until you get some Zamzam. There's some cups here. We're going to just cut these open and everybody, yeah, and you take a little bit so everybody can get some, inshallah. Whoever wants. I say whoever wants. It's whatever, I don't know. Tayyip, what's the, what are we up to now? Now, oh yeah, Mustafa. He said Mustafa returned to his land. And we said, no, Mustafa returned here. He just came back from Hajj, alhamdulillah, he brought some Zamzam for the class. Tayyip, next word. Al-Ahlu, Mustafa. This is other Mustafa. Now.
Al-Ahlu.
Uh-huh.
Al-Ahlu Baytun Jadidun.
Ah. What's the meaning of your, what's the intended meaning of your sentence? Okay, but what's the meaning of the sentence? So we can help you with it. Huh?
The family's house.
Ah, the family's house. Yani the house of the family would be mudaf mudaf ilayh, baytul ahl. The family's house means the house of the family. But is that what you want to say? The family's house is what?
New.
Is new. Okay. So then make it the house of the family is new.
The house of the family.
Naam. How do you say that?
Baytul ahli.
Baytul ahli. Jadidun. Okay, now we have the word al-ahl, right? Baytu al-ahli jadidun. The house of the family, or the family's house, is new. Naam. Jayid. Okay, any question about the exercises that we just completed? Any question about them? Any question about vocabulary? Or any grammatical point? Yani the main grammatical point that I want to bring to our attention is yani the rearrangement of the jumla fi'liya in this hadith, yani yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun. Yani the more common arrangement of the words of a sentence would be the fi'l and then the fa'il and then the maf'ulun bi. Yani the normal arrangement of a jumla fi'liya, more common, is the fi'l, fi'lun, and then the one who's doing the action, fa'ilun, and then the maf'ul, maf'ulun bihi. That's the normal arrangement. But in our sentence, we have the fi'l, huh? Yatba'u, and then we have the maf'ulun bihi, al-mayyita, and then we have the fa'il coming last. So it's a little different arrangement, and we want to pay attention to that. So we'll remember why al-mayyita has fatha, because it's the maf'ulun bihi. Except that it's coming ahead of the fa'il. Normally the fa'il is going to come next. Yani, like you would say, akala al-waladu al-mawza. Or mawzatan. Yani the boy, akala al-waladu. The fa'il, and then al-fa'il. Then the fa'il, and then the maf'ulun bi. So this is a more common arrangement for the jumla fi'liya. But in any case, yani it's permissible, and this way it came in this hadith, the fi'l, the maf'ulun bi, and then the fa'il. Okay, any question about this hadith? Any question about the vocabulary words? Naam, fa'il.
The answer, bidduhu al-'ayn, what
نعم الميت ضده الحي الحي. What is it? What's the question? Why it's not what?
الحي.
الحي. نعم. Why is it not الحي؟ يعني ضد الحي. Why it's not الحي؟ Who wants to answer his question? نعم. ضد. Huh? Where are you reading from? The answer to which question? Oh, you're reading the question and answer. ما ضد الميت. ما ضد الميت. And the answer is what? ضده الحي. نعم. That's correct. You're right. ضده الحي. That's correct. نعم. All right. So, يعني here in the answer to this question, يعني in the question ضد الميت is مضاف مضاف إليه. In the answer ضد هو, huh? ضد is the مبتدا and الحي is what? ضد هو الحي. Huh? In the answer to the question. ضده. Okay, he said ضده الحي. Why isn't that ضمّة? Why isn't that ضمّة? He said it should be ضمّة. So I'm saying, okay, we say it should be ضمّة. Maybe. Why should it be ضمّة? Why should it be ضمّة, Shuaib? مضاف إليه. Is this مضاف إليه? If it's مضاف إليه, it has to be what? It has to be kasra. مضاف إليه takes kasra. Is it the fa'il? Where's the fa'il? In order for it to be a fa'il, there has to be a verb, right? There's no verb in this sentence. Help us out, ya Musa. Is it the mubtada? The question is about the opposite. The thing that we're talking about is the opposite. Yani, in other words, what is the opposite? The opposite. The subject that we're talking about is opposite. And then we want to tell you something about the opposite. So he's on the right track. But actually in this sentence here, the thing that we're talking about, remember mubtada and khabar, right, is the subject and the predicate. The subject is what you're talking about, and the predicate is what you want to say about it. So the question that is being asked is, what is the opposite? The thing that we're asking about is the opposite of something. So the mubtada has to be what we're talking about, opposite. So then al-hay would be what? The khabar. Al-hay is the khabar. Did, the word did, this is the mubtada, marfoon with dhamma. The pronoun who, diddu who, the pronoun who is what? Is maf'ulun bi? Huh? Maf'ulun bi with no fi'l? First of all, look, let's go back to basics. As Abdul Malik would say, let's go back to the basics. Jumla fi'liya, jumla ismiya. Jumla fi'liya has a fi'l, fa'l, maf'ul bi. Jumla ismiya has a mubtada and a khabar. Is this a jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya? Ismiya. So the only thing we're looking for is a mubtada and a khabar. There's no verb here. It's just a mubtada and a khabar. So, I'm saying, ضده, we already established this is the مبتدأ. What is who? The pronoun who? What is it in this expression here? Huh? He said it is مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه. Yeah, it's مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه is always what? The مضاف إليه is always? مجرور. But do we say it's مجرور here? No, we say it's a pronoun. Pronouns are مبنيون. They're fixed. But it's in the place where it should be majroor. Okay? So now we have the mubtada, we have mudaf ilayhi, yani dhamir mabniyun fi mahalli jar. And then we have al-hay, which is what? The khabar. And the khabar is always marfoon. Mubtada is always marfoon, khabar is always marfoon. So, jazakallah khair faiz for reminding us here that al-hay should be al-hayyu. Why is al-hayyu? Because it's the khabar, and the khabar is always marfu'un, and the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Jazakallahu khair. This is the benefit of somebody who's awake.
All right? It's too early in the day to be sleeping. Unless you have a night job and you worked all night. Okay, we're going to stop. We have a few minutes. We're going to take just a couple of minutes to look at... No, let's review this hadith a couple of times and make sure everybody has a chance to memorize it, okay? Let's recite it together. An Anasin. Radiallahu anhu. I want to hear you, Jamil, a little bit louder. I want to hear you a little bit louder. Anin Nabiyyi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qal. Yatba'u al mayyita. ثلاثة يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان يعني after يرجع right it's followed by همزة الوصل so that means join the dhamma of the عين in فيرجع join it to the ثا after the همزة الوصل right so we're saying فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه. Okay, who didn't recite the hadith from memory yet? Who wants to try to recite from memory? Who didn't recite it from memory? Okay, Musa.
An Anasin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yatba'u al-mayyita thalathatun ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu fayarji'u thnani ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه.
جيد أحسنت. نعم أحسن. جيد. Somebody else. Who else? Who didn't recite it from memory yet? Wants to recite from memory. You try. طيب أبو بكر. Little bit louder.
يتبعوا الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله يبقى
فيرجع اثنان
أهله
ويبقى
واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله
Who narrated?
متفق عليه
جيد. Somebody else give it a shot. We'll help you a little bit. Memory from memory. نعم Abdul Karim, you got a young memory, man. All old people reciting from memory. We have some young people.
وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله يرفع
فيرجع
اثنان ويبقى واحد
يرجع
أهله وماله ويبقى عمله
Who narrated?
Mutafakun Ali.
Jazakallah khair, mashallah. Look, this is not that difficult. Especially if you know the meaning of the words. And if you understand yani the verbs, how they're conjugated, so it helps you a lot to know what vowels should be here and there. If you understand the sentence structure, you know that a word, yani, if it's the fa'il, it has to take dhamma. If it's yani maf'ulun bi, it has to take fatha, and so on. This is one of the reasons why yani this is so beneficial, that we're studying the hadith with Arabic language. So we're not just memorizing the hadith and its meaning, but we're also understanding the grammatical structure of the wording of the hadith, so that we understand it completely, not just the general meaning of the translation, but understanding it completely, what is actually happening in these sentences. This is a mubtada, this is a khabar, this is a fi'l, this is a fa'il, this is a maf'ulun bi, yani a word that comes after waw al-ataf. Ahluhu wa maluhu wa amaluhu. Why are all these words taking dhamma? Because waw al-ataf, the word that comes after waw al-ataf, we say it's ma'atuf, meaning it's connected by this conjunction to the word before, taking the same ruling. So if ahluhu has dhamma, then maluhu also is going to take dhamma, and amaluhu is also going to take dhamma. When you start paying attention to these things, it will be easier for you. Even if you forget, you remember that this word has to take this vowel or that vowel, and so on. So this is really helpful. Inshallah, may Allah, you know, make it easy for us to memorize these 20 hadith. If not all of them, at least most of them. At least half of them are like 10 words or less. So no excuse for those, right? Please try to memorize, ask Allah's help. Devote yourself to it. Yani take some time out every day to read the hadith and to review the previous hadith, so that it will stick with you and you will not memorize them and then after memorizing them, forget them. Okay, just quickly, we want to look at the hadith that we took in the last, and then we're going to stop the class. First hadith, who memorized the first hadith? The hadith of who? Whose hadith is it? Jabir. The hadith of Jabir. Naam. Adam. Listen up, or either look in your book and follow him. Naam. What is this hadith? لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال. رواه مسلم from Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنهما. Okay, second hadith. Who memorized the second hadith? Naam, Nasir, second hadith. Whose hadith is it?
Abu Hurairah.
It's Abu Hurairah, naam. And it's reported by who? Who knows who collected this hadith?
Muslim.
Imam Muslim. Okay, Abu Hurairah, naam.
Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'minu kawiyu, al-mu'minu al-kawiyu, خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ
وَأَحَبُّ
إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ ضَيِّفِ.
Okay, and we added a couple of words to it, right?
وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ
وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ يعني المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. رواه مسلم. Okay, third hadith from last week. Who memorized? Abdul Karim. Naam. This hadith is reported by who? Al-Bukhari and Muslim. On the authority of who? Abi Hurairah. Huh? Yusallimu as-saghiru al-kabiri. Huh? Wal-maru al-qaidi. Wal-qalilu al-kathiri. Muttafaqun alayhi. Yani rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Okay, and today's hadith? Huh? Naam. Today's hadith.
يتبعوا
عمله. طيب. طيب. Again, you know, we're going to emphasize, try to memorize these hadith. Do the best you can. Yani, do the best you can. And that's sufficient. Yani, if you do the best you can, it's sufficient. Yani, you don't have to get 100%. But with Allah, inshallah, you get 51%, you pass. Just make the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds. How can you lose when the good deeds are multiplied by 10 and bad deeds only count for 1? As some of the scholars in the past said, whoever lets their ones outweigh their tens, what can we say for them? What can we say for them? Allah has multiplied every good deed by 10 and the ones is outdoing the tens? How is that possible? Something wrong there. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.